So we're going to take you on a meditation now. Get yourself relaxed. It's time for you to step into your freedom. The freedom to be you. Freedom from the negative ego and social integrators, machinations, manipulations, ideas, needs, demands. And free to be you, the unique light, to live the unique life according to your own way, your own path, your own creed, your own choices. So getting in a nice, comfortable position and closing your eyes, letting yourself breathe a nice little easygoing belly breath, quiet, silent, in a balanced position where you won't fall over, where you don't have to wiggle. Easy. But where you can stay awake, to be conscious, to be in choice, in your power. So let yourself relax the way that you know how to. Perhaps it is to relax your feet and move up the legs and through the torso, the arms, and ultimately into the head. Or it could be just taking a breath and just letting all the stress of everything out. Maybe that's what relaxes you, as you feel yourself drop a notch. Or maybe just to ground yourself and seeing that grounding going deep into the earth and feeling that sense of alignment and peace and calm. But whatever you do, however you relax, let yourself relax just a little deeper. Easy does it. Quiet the mind, the yada 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 monkey mind. Tell your body you'll take care of it shortly. To relax, to just be. And take your attention away from your body now to a little bit and let yourself just sense that you're just a point. Bring your attention just kind of to a point. And you're in that point. You are that point. A point of light. And sense yourself beginning to move, to float. Easy. Very easy. Just gently moving along. Floating. Floating through a starry sky. Safe, loved, all these stars, friends of yours, they've come to be with you, to love you, to support you, to witness your light. They're here for you. Many of them, hundreds, thousands. Apart members of your spiritual family, most of whom is not on the physical plane at this time. They're members of your soul network, your original classmates of soul from the beginning. There are those who have spent other times with you and other lifetimes and other places. And know you from then. There are those you've met upon your journey, and there are mentors, masters, teachers, shining beings who are attracted to you, to the work that you do, to the intentions that you have, to the themes of this life, and to your spiritual evolution, which is taking you into a home-going experience. You are in a home-going lifetime, aiming for home, for the divine, for divine union. This is your support, the energy on the other side for you. It's outside the social networks, the social integrator. It's light and free, without judgment, loving, caring. It will not take any of your power, but support you in your uniqueness. Let yourself feel safe. And some of these stars are us. We are a group who becomes one to speak to you. And so some of these stars move out of their position and come together above you to form the bright star, the way we show ourselves. And we send a beam of light down to you, that as it reaches you, surrounds you in a column of light, wrapping you in our love. Let yourself float in our love. It may be your favorite color, sparkling, shimmering light that surrounds you, or it could be aqua, blue-green. It could be a beautiful, rich, deep shade of violet. Or a pale lavender or pink. Or deep red-orange. It could be any color. Sense what color we surround you with now. You have embarked upon a journey in this particular lifetime filled with themes that have become issues you work on. Your reality has provided you with many opportunities to grow and learn, and you've taken some of them and not others. But you're now to a place in your life where the opportunity to step outside of the social integrator has come to you. To be free of all the social pressures to be that person. That is deemed successful, right and true. For the service of the social integrator. And you, embarked upon your spiritual path, have realized that you're not here to be that person. You feel the pressure to be in your subconscious, in the energies around you, in the challenges that you face, the pressures to be that person. You're quote-unquote supposed to be, or were supposed to be. But you know this path is for you. It is you becoming you, you loving you. It's time for you to step into your freedom, to honor your uniqueness, to open to a better and more beautiful flow of magic, a beautiful, evolving, wondrous life, and beautiful, beautiful relationships of all kinds, more than ever before. or just beginning a new era for you. You've chosen such. It's your choice and it's your time. That social integrator has made you feel guilty that you weren't like other people, that you somehow or another did not fulfill that ideal image put forth to you, and that perhaps you never fit in with that ideal image. Conscious as you are, you probably realize it very young. Perhaps you rebelled. Perhaps you isolated yourself. Perhaps you plunged in as to succeed in the way of the world, of the consensus, the best you could. But whatever tactic you took, you ended up giving your energy to the social integrator, sucked dry by your negative ego, leveled by the balancing forces. You've had your toys taken away. So now, it is time for you to get your toy, to get your path, your way. So first of all, what we'd like to do with you is assist you in taking your power back from all the social integrator trainings, man code, woman code, all the social integrators you were part of that trained you to think in a certain way, that pushed you to be someone, to belong, to kowtow. It's time to take your power back. All you need to do, because you gave your power away, is to acknowledge, I gave my power away to this. You couldn't help it when you were a child. You fought bitterly over it as an adolescent or a young adult. But the fight's over. You're free now to choose your way. So take your power back. And the way you're going to do that is you're going to personify the social integrator. Personify your negative ego. And the two of them are going to come and stand before you. You already may know how you view your negative ego. You may also know how you might personify the consensus, ready to judge you, to analyze you, to find you not enough, to find you lacking. So in your mind's eye right now, sense, what would a figure look like who could represent for you this whole training, this past, this demand on you to be something other than a being who lives according to his or her truth, uniqueness, and essence. So create an image. Be creative here. Perhaps it's a guy in a suit. For male chauvinist society, that's fantastic. But it could be also a stern mother, authority figure, a teacher, a government figure. it has a certain amount of authority. It's a fundamentalist, you know. It's the only way. So that fundamentalist, this only way to be happy, to be fulfilled, is to follow my map. That's who you manifest here in front of you in your imagination, to stand in front of you, to look at you as like, well, you've really gotten off track, haven't you? Don't resist. Don't judge back. The social integrator wants to trick you into fighting, resisting, judging. Don't. Be very peaceful. And as they judge you, let this social integrator personified judge you, tell you where you've gone wrong, and give you a guilt trip. You should have done this, and you should have, and that you're not good enough. You're not enough. Let them blather. Let them also fill you with fear about if you don't belong, if you don't kowtow, you're going to be all alone. If you're too powerful, too strong, too filled with your own uniqueness, you're selfish. Nobody's going to love you. Nobody's going to care about you. You're not going to get clients, customers in your business. You're not going to heal your physical ailments. You must go and to the authorities and follow their directions. You must become compliant. In the past, you would have rejected, refused, resisted, rebelled, gotten angry, defensive. Don't. Feel within yourself what wants to come up, what wants to rise up in you. And then laugh. Just start laughing. Take it lightly. This is just the blatherings of the social integrator. They've still been trying to make me and shake me for all these years, and they're just not doing a good job of it at all. Just laugh. Just light. No, it just doesn't work. Don't react. Don't get intense. Just laugh. Just relax. Mild, just easy. No reaction. Just kind of let it go. Come on now. Just feel it inside of you. Feel all the reactions that you've made in the past. And just start just feeling them drain out. And we're going to help you. Going to help you drain it out. Drain it all out. Drain it all out. Drain out all the man code, woman code training. Drain out all the urges, the pressures to conform. The pressure to fulfill some other people's goals set for you, to fulfill your parents' wishes for you, to impress people, to get at their acceptance, all that stuff that you did. And all that exulting in your rebelliousness, feeling independent when you weren't. All that attraction to come and fall in love in a codependent relationship. Let it go. All that attraction to drama, intensity of magnitude, fantasies, Let them all go. Come on, let them all go. Some of them you thought were your dreams, but they're not. Let them go. Let them drain right out of you. And we're working on you. We're working on pulling them out of you. And we're pulling them out of you is where you give your power away, and that's in your solar plexus and your throat. You couldn't speak up. You couldn't speak back. You got into trouble. Let it all go. We're just pulling it out. It's just letting it all just kind of drain out. Like there's some holes in there. It's just kind of like a liquid just draining out. We're pulling it out too. There we go. Until you feel empty. You feel pretty empty. You're getting there. Just a little bit more right there. Right behind the breastbone there. There we go. A little bit more right in the stomach. There we go. And now just beneath the navel and that lower tantien, just pull some of it out right there. Right there. In the hara point. We're putting it out right there. Diminishment of your light, diminishment of your uniqueness, your creativity, burdens you took on, obligations and duties you felt you had to. You had to prioritize. You had to do those. Taking them out. Taking them out. Draining you. Cleaning you. Flushing you now. Putting that light through you now. That beautiful light. Whatever color it is for you. If you don't see a color, then just imagine blue-green. Washing it out. Washing it out. Washing it out. Let us wash it out. Let it go. Come on, let it go. Don't hold on. Meanwhile, the social integrator is still there spouting stupid stuff at you. You're still kind of chuckling over the oddities of it. Or you're just relaxed, just being there. No judgments, no attitude, just relaxed. There we go. And feel the emptiness now. Let it be out now. Just feel there's this space inside of you, which had been filled with all sorts of little tiny issues and conflicts and ideas and cognitive dissonances that were rolling around and hitting each other. All the yada yada of the child and its insecurities, of the internalized parents and its shoulds and oughts. All the yearnings and longings to belong, to be loved, to be valued by the adolescent, all drained out. And the ego, adolescent ego, to be accepted, to be valued, approved, let it out. Anything that's left, any residue of the slave driver motivations, by fear or guilt. And the young adult with all those dreams of forms, the ideal forms, if I could just have those forms, I would be happy, because I have to work hard to get those forms, those manifestations, those physical things. So any residue of any of these, make sure it's out now. So you can feel the emptiness, and there's no more of that little stuff in there. It's pretty empty. It's quiet in there. It's still in your solar plexus. And your whole body starts to feel still and quiet. And your throat just feels like something was removed off of it. Something that had been choking you is gone. It's all moved off. Your head feels light and free and comfortable. Just floating now, just floating free and comfortable. And the social integrator is still there with its attitude, judging attitude. Scary attitude. Perhaps it's getting angry because you're not responding. Maybe it has to scare you some more to get you back into the box, bring you terror and bring you rage. make you feel powerless. And you just float there. Just be safe. Safe. With all this going on. You've never felt safe like this before with all that going on. You always took it personally, or you always reacted or responded or resisted or something. Nothing. You're just floating and you're just kind of looking at the banality of it, the stupidity of it, the silliness of it. And not in a judgmental way, just observing. Just laughing a little bit. And now, mentally, tell the social integrator, I gave you my power. For so many years, I gave you my energy, my power. I was your devotee. Or I was your rebel. I played the game of rebel with you. I tried to ascend the ladder, the hierarchy to the top dog. I tried to create success. I tried to have the perfect love, the perfect relationship. I tried all your rules. I gave the power to your rules, to your ideal. And I failed. But I realize now it was a failure of the ideal, not of me. I gave you my power. I take it back now. I hereby take my power back to me. Power, return to me. My power, given to you, social integrator, return to me. Power, return to me. And feel all this empty space filling up with light, sparkles of color, feelings that you're not quite sure of, but they feel nice. Filling you back up with light, let us help. Beautiful light, filling back up, feeling brighter and stronger, freer, bigger. And as you do that, you look at the social integrator, and the social integrator is beginning to fade. You can see through the social integrator. It's just a ghost, a hungry ghost. Relax. Take more of your power back. Power, return to me. Power, return to me. And the social integrator dissolves into a vapor. Power, return to me. My power, return to me now. And the social integrator is gone. And you know that now you can step back into society. You can hang out with people and hang out in a social integrator network. But you will not give your power away again. You will be conscious of your choice. Because if you consciously play a game, you're no longer limited by it. And you can play with social integrators. You'll find the ones that work best for you, admittedly. But you will live according to your own way, and the social integrator will be forced, in a sense, to give you some energy. But that is in the future. Right now, you are feeling your power. Feel your power. Feel the power of your choice, of your capacity, of your freedom. And standing before you now is a personified representative of your negative ego. This was your hook that held you. into the social integrator. The one who wanted you to have personal significance and for you to be recognized as important or significant by one or more or everybody. Your personal significance, so important. You tried to prove it to yourself, to them. That was the hook. The hook is that if, this is what the negative ego brought you, if you can really be important and valuable, then you'll be happy. Then you'll receive love. Then you'll get your opportunities. You'll be wealthy. You'll be healthy. Life will be good. You have to be right. You have to be more right than others. And you have to compare yourself with others and find ways to make the others wrong and you right. Oh, it was so attractive at one time to fall into that. And you had many arguments trying to prove that you were right and they were wrong. It was your hook that brought you back into the unconsciousness, into the folds of the social integrator and took your energy, sapped you, drained you. Now this ego had a positive idea that maybe if it could protect you, maybe it could build you up, make you big and strong, maybe you'd succeed and you'd finally be better than everybody else and show everybody else how to do it. You'd be the teacher. You'd be the leader. Yes, you. Look up this ego. It functions for you. You need an ego. You need boundaries between self and other. You need that sense so that you could work in relationships. You need an ego to work in relationships. Otherwise, you become the other person and lose yourself. Ego is necessary to create that distinction, that boundary. The ego is not to be destroyed, but it is to be healed. So you love this ego. It's been doing the best it can, but not knowing how to do it, so it's been doing it like a child or an adolescent. And it's been damaging. So take your power back now. Don't resist it. Don't laugh at it. Don't ridicule it or judge it. Just take your power back from it. I gave my power to you, ego. I take it back now. Power, return to me. Power, return to me. And this goes a little faster. The ego's already beginning to look faded, thin. Power, return to me. Power, return to me. And let the ego, the negative ego, fade out. Standing behind it is the positive ego. A very calm being who monitors boundaries for you. Makes no interpretations, don't give you any stories. No imbalances, very balanced, very calm. It's a function of you. Appreciate that. Without an ego, you couldn't function, so appreciate it. And now recognizing that you've been doing this for a long time, this ego thing, this consensus thing, forgive yourself now. You didn't know any better. Just let go any judgment you may have of you. How could I have fallen for all that crap? Of course it's not true. Of course it's not me. Of course it's not. I should have let go of any judgment at you, any resentment of you. Forgive you. You did the best you could. It's all right. Let go of any guilt, any fear. Let go of all guilt, fear, shame, self-pity, neediness. Let it go now. Let it all go. Forgive. Take yourself off the hook now. Free yourself. Love yourself. And we'll help. And you find that you're also filling up now with a substance, a beautiful substance of your power, of your strength, of your beauty, of your light as a being of amazing capacity to manifest reality. Own it. Everything here you've manifested already. You're amazing at this. You're amazing at all the synchronicities of every relationship. And these synchronicities will continue in a new way. In a beneficial, positive, fun way for you. Own your creatorship. You are powerful. You manifest. You can have whatever it is you intend and you want to have. You can have it. It's your reality now. Feel how big your energy field is. Feel that it's just expanding all over the place. Your heart light is shining. Let yourself feel your love and value of yourself, at peace with yourself. Make a commitment to yourself to love, value, and nurture you, and to find your true way. To live according to your truth, your gut level knowing, being you. Choose the path of the homegoer. The path of light, your uniqueness. And we surround you with our love and light. We'll help you build it, expand it, and live a life you adore. But for now, come back. Come back to body consciousness. Bring yourself back. Bring this knowing of your power. Bring that sense of yourself, the radiant light being that you are, the powerful reality creator that you are, the divine spark that you are. To what extent that you can, bring that back with you in your state of being. Opening your eyes. Gently, being back in the room. This will take a little while to integrate. So we're going to take a break. And when we return, we'll get into the next layer. We surround you with light and love, dear ones. Farewell.